whoever came tonight, whoever came tonight, muftach loy, all the brachas in the world, if only we would appreciate the good things. It's pouring outside. They'll come running. Whoever came tonight, forget it what I say. It's not important. It's done. You can go home. If you came tonight, b'mesiras nefesh, whoever walked in tonight, whoever wanted to come, is also big stuff. God himself, Elam Abba, big time. Mabakash says Hashem. It's 100 times tonight you came in the rain. 100 times you came. You know what it's worth? I want to tell you something. That's another thing. Oh, Rabbi Brushy's saying Gavald to Gavald. What's rain? What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. There you go. They're not into that. They're not into that stuff. Rain, shine. They're not into get involved in details. People would appreciate the greatness that they have. Everybody. Don't focus on all those Gedolim books. I'm telling you, all the Gedolim are masks. Focus on yourself. You'll read them too. But mainly you. Look at yourself. You came from far. It's for some Jack. Whoever drinks my Jack, is Muftach Lay, he's going to see double. Muftach Lay, he's going to see double. Whoever drinks my Jack, here's a new, who's this new guy? Like, what's he called? Town Branch? Town Branch. It must be good stuff. I'm going to drink. Okay, now, turn me on as they're taking Shiraim. I want that to be seen. All my chassidim should see the way I'm giving out Shiraim. By the way, not only I give out Shiraim, but I also accept Pajinas. I go both ways. If you get Al Chaim from me, I'm joking. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nivra. Amen. 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 Take a bite, so whoever drinks my stuff, Muftach Lay, all the good stuff in the world. Amen. Amen. We have Rabbi Yosef Kain, Rosh Yeshiva from Bnei Brak, Ish Chashuv Ma'od, Taimani Zahrabi Shalom, Harav Amoyel, Rak Mestakel Alav, Yesh Barachab, Befanav. You take a look at him, you get whatever you want. Holy man, look at the face, look at him. I'm a little bit Taimani, by the way. I am a Yemenite, by the way. I like Yemenites. I need a hev tamanim. Achus hashali. I need a hev tamanim. Zeh amatav. Ma'af shel asot. Yev shel shanot et zeh. Zeh amatziyut. Come on. I need a hev sfaradim b'chol. Sfaradim etzli. Lo stam. I need my gish tov imahem. In oto sug. I'm the sfaradim group and me are shel. What? Big time. I love the sfaradim. That's it. The Yemenites, Taimanim, Madok Medvash. Everybody loves these guys. You can, they're the best. Anyway, Rabbi say, whoever came is Gliklach. Who? Gedolim books. Write one Gedolim book of yourself. Okay, take a break. Chofetz Chaim is Michael you. Rabbi Aaron is Michael you. Get a book of yourself. I promise you, all the Gedolim are Michael you. Write a book about yourself and make a spiel out of it. Don't play it down. What are you playing down? You're great. Bug off. Give yourself, a little, Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the main accomplishment. Meitzar means you're cloistered. Meitzar, that's what it means. Mitzarim, our boundaries. El Eretz Toivare Chava. The Abish is sort of lachatz. Pressure. Abish doesn't like us in pressure. Lachatz. Mitzrayim. He wants us Eretz Toivare Chava. Get out and relax. Relax and appreciate. Look who you are. What's chusim? You. No, not the guy next to you. Me. Chayecha Kaidman. Stop thinking this guy, but he's better. He's the Yetzihara. Blow yourself up day and night. The more the merrier. No Rachmanis. I'm Gor Gevaldik. You'll get a mitzvah gedayla. It's called breaking midos. Now I'm going to tell you about a bomba. I may have said it before. It is an atomic bomb. Listen to this. Somebody comes over to me. Big Ben Taira. Welcome. Pleasure to see you. In the rain, these guys come. Unbelievable. Eretz Taiva. Yeah, so what was I saying? This guy. He's a major Ben Taira. He listens to me, so he knows my style. And he says, here you have a guy at his Levaya, and they're talking all about him. I'm upside down, if you notice. It's good. It's good. After that, maybe I'm not upside down. I'm not sure. Is it because of this or that's the matter? I have to look upside down. Anyway, in fact, the Yalem is flying all over the ceiling. What are you guys doing up there? Hey! Hey, these guys! See, that's what happens when you drink, what's it called, town? They drink town branch. Pretty soon, the branches are all over the place. They're all the people in front of you. Hey, what are you doing up there? Get up! Hey! Don't be calling my wife. You're destroying my house, you're... I'm joking. Anyway. So he told me you're about to give up. He says, when you go to a Levaya, and I'm making a statement. I'm into that, by the way. The guys my age are very concerned. Every night I have nightmares that just in case they leave something out, when the maspid me, they shouldn't forget. I plan to tell all the maspid them. I'd like to know beforehand. Don't you be maspid me before I give you my, I want to hear, what are you going to say after I die? I want to hear, no. What are you going to say about me? That's not enough. No, as much more you can say about me. Come here. Say this. I give instructions. My father's at all. He said, please don't be masked with me. That was his. But it's a different daughter. I don't say that. Oh, no. My father, he was a great person. In fact, Rav Yosef Rosenblum held a lot from my father's not wanting. No has paid him. But I'm a different generation. It's a different mahal. You have to understand where we're coming from. My Levaya, I'm playing the more the better. Talk about me until the guys tell you the taburu. We go, boy, what can you do? You have such a great guy like Mandel. There's no end. There's so much good stuff. But I do get nightmares once in a while. Just my wife, middle of the night, I jump out of bed. They forgot something to say about me. They forget. How dare they forget that I was this and I was that? How can you be as a guy like me? They're into that stuff. You know, what are they going to say about me? And they should make a picture of me on the Kevin. You know, I saw this in Vilna Cemetery. They have a picture of the guy, the dead guy. He's dead. No, his cheeks are all, they make a gorgeous picture. Every guy looks great. He's a bunch of worms, you know that, by the way. And he's long gone. He smells worse than an Avela. But he once looked like this. What did he get out of that? Are you making my grave? Don't forget to put my picture. No, the better picture. Don't put the one that I was smiling. Yes. Put that on my gravestone.
Not the one that you were giving out the
Shiraim? What? The one I was giving out Shiraim. Put it all out. Anyway. So this guy comes up and he tells me like this. He says, Rabbi Mendel, I'm going to say now a chiddush that's kodesh kadoshim. It's a mitzvah rabbi. The Eibishter is having nachas tol shemayim for this one. The Eibishter loves this. What I'm going to say now. Rak chazai. He said like this. Okay. He said like this. Look. The guy was a big Rosh Yeshiva. They loved him. All his talmidim loved him. And he was a this and he was a that. But he had some issues with his brother-in-law. And serious ones. And he was nasty. Because whatever reason, that's the way he was. But he worked so hard on overcoming. He started out top of Makamak Pada. And he half failed. His brother-in-law still hated him. It didn't work. And it was all mess. That mess is worth more than all the other good stuff. Because there he had to work. He had such a hard time trying to control himself not to kill his brother-in-law. It was so hard for him. That's his greatness. That is a viat. That's what they should talk about. Not his chas. That goes easy. That was easy. He had a good head. Big spiel. Why didn't make any spiel out of his chas, out of his chesed? He's a good hearted guy. He has a lot of money. Why are you making a big spiel out of that? What are you making a hesped on a guy that was easy money for him? What's that worth any? They should make a hesped on the hard part of his life, his struggles, the way he used to fight with his wife, and he overcame, and by the time he was nifta, he got angry at her only 15 times a day. So it's a tremendous accomplishment. So in the world, he looked like a nasty guy. But in his, what he had, wasn't easy for him. Anyway, look how they were all taking your stuff. Look at that. As soon as it came, they're running after it. Look at that. Anyway, so Rabbi Sai, so he said this. And the stuff that's easy for him, well, here's a guy who got along beautiful with his wife. But it was easy, you know. She was a nice lady anyway. She got along beautiful. So they talked about that, how he treated his wife. So it came to learning. And there he had a struggle, and by the time he was nifta, he was able to learn about 2-3 hours a day. So they didn't want to even talk about it. But to him, he had to work hard in that area. That's what they should talk about. This is the guy who told this to me. I told him like this, I disagree with you. I hold, no matter how easy it was for you, it's precious anein shir. And I have a riot from the Gemara in Makis, Rak Chazak Bilti Yecholes Adam, Ki Adamu HaNefesh. So the guy who doesn't eat blood, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh is Israel. He wants us to look great and give us schar for stuff that's... Who wants to drink blood? Which Meshuggah wants to do that? And the fact that he doesn't... And the funny pasuk they picked out of five psukim about Achilas Dam, they picked the one, Chazak, you got to be strong. Don't drink that blood. No. So, Amai Levayah, don't forget to tell everybody, I never ate a cockroach or a... I never ate a scorpion. Such a tzaddik. That's 5 lavin. For the water bugs, 4 lavin. You know what 4 lavin means? 4 lav she yesh by maisa. 4 malkis. You know what that means? They give you 39. And then after you're in the hospital for a year to recover, comes another 39. After the hospital, another 39. That's what you gotta get. For eating 1 bug. 1 water bug. That's 4 malchus. 1 land, 1 ant, 1 cockroach, for 1 caterpillar, 1 centipede, delicious. Oh, did I kill everybody's appetite? You eat one of those, 5. And a flying insect, 6. 6 lavim, 6 times they whack them up. Okay. And I never ate any of that. Not 1 caterpillar my whole life. Imagine Obama Drega. Don't forget my Leviathan to mention all that. Mention all the kinds of ants, all the kinds of bugs, all that, the whole chasana, all the shkatsim, ramashim, all the nasty creatures. I never touched one in my whole life. And according to Chazal, I'm a great person. So therefore, even if something's easy for you, be happy. And I gotta tell you something. The Alter Rebbe Slobodka says that if you go against your nature, that's called Mesiras Nefesh, just like the Akedah. It's against my nature. If it's against your nature to hold that you're a good guy, that's called you're going to the Akedah. It's against your Teva. You're a tzaddik. But you're calling yourself the greatest guy in the world. But I don't, that's not easy for me to say that. My nature is to say, oh, you all know I'm a nobody. I'm zero. You know, that's the way I am since I'm born. And look how much hard work I put in to blow myself up. You get so much schar every time you write down one of your milas. I tell you, the word mila means going up. You're a mila every time. A mila means you're going up with that mila. You're moving upwards. Every time you write a mila, you're going up and up. Write your milas. Become great. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, let me tell you. Now I'm going to tell you. So be happy that you're davening in a minyan 3 times a day. or one time a day, or you, whatever, or you try to daven with kavana. Give yourself credit for everything. You got hard work ahead. Giving yourself credit is so hard to do. It's Mesechus Nefesh. You don't want to say that because you're busy looking at so-and-so screaming louder than you in Beis Medrash. That's all you think about all day. He's got better kids than me. That's all you talk about. That's all you think about. What about I got a struggle? He doesn't. He's the nobody around here. Rachman Eibishta doesn't think much of him. He didn't give him a struggle. I'm the good guy, right? You have to build yourself. Anyway, now listen to this. Somebody calls me up and he tells me, Rabbi Mandel, it's terrible. He can't concentrate on his learning. He sits down, opens the Gemara, can't do it. And he tries again, can't do it. And he can't learn. And all day long, he does nothing. His wife is a hard-working lady. She's a workaholic. Let her work. She's a workaholic. Let her work. I'm joking. It's not right. The man has to work. What's going on here? But anyway, that's his situation. I says, so what's wrong if you don't work? He says, what do you mean? I'm doing nothing with my life. I says, and what's wrong with doing nothing? What do you mean? In our religion, when you machal Shabbos, you do. When you're not supposed to be doing, then you get skila. But if you spend all 6 days a week doing nothing, no skila for that. In our religion, not doing is great, is not the end of the world. So I'm not doing anything, so what? Some people like that. Enjoy. Be the official Staatsledergeier. I'm the official. There's 10 batlonim in every city. I'm number one in the club. I do nothing. It's my official position. I'm the official Staatsledergeier. That's it. That's what I enjoy doing zero. I want to tell you something. You know how many people suffer from this? They get older. And they can't do what they used to do. It kills them. But I gotta do it. I can't do it. So don't do it. Who says you gotta do something every minute? Don't do anything. I'm one of those that's, you know, there's a certain group of Jews that are known to be always going out there to collect. And, somebody asked, why don't these guys get a job? And some people criticized a lot of these people. Hey, you're still collecting? Why don't you get a job? You know, during Chofetz Chaim's time, they had these tainus on a lot of these mishalachim. These, oh, here he is again. You can't get a job. You have to go all day collect, taking other people's money. And people criticized them. Chofetz Chaim didn't like that. You know what he said? You got to be dan some of the kaps chus. The reason why he doesn't go to work, he's lazy. Yeah. He's lazy for a reason. The Min HaShemayim, they, before he was born, they said, this guy's gonna do nothing. So how do you get him to do nothing? This is a lesson of the Chofetz Chaim. They poured lead on top of the guy. Until he became one of those. Oh, I can't do anything. No. Well, I can't get up, do something! Says the Chofetz Chaim. It's Rachmanis on these people. It's their Geirul, they're supposed to be Aniyim. It's Min HaShemayim. And it's not their fault. Now, by the way, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't look for a job. You shouldn't, don't automatically decide after I finish speaking, I don't want my whole oilam to start quitting their jobs and stop going to work. I didn't mean that. I mean, if you're one of those and there's no end in sight as much as you try and there's no job, so I got what to tell you. Don't feel so bad. They say a certain group of Jews that are known, they're always collecting. And the Welt says about them, they don't die of overwork. These guys, that's not the situation. They take life like this, you know, they get up late. You know what they said about what's his name? About, we got, anyway. Everything has two sides to it. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
That guy made a list. can daven himself out of it.
Who?
He can daven himself out of it.
100%. You want to, I know so many people who turned each other around. I know a story with a guy 10 years ago. He lived in a very industrious type of place. Everybody there goes to work in out-of-town community. The guy, his father-in-law called me up, and he says, this guy spends a whole day talking on the phone with his friends. He does zero. He speaks with his shviga all day, and she sits there cooking, and he moved in to his in-laws. And what does he do with his life? He's on the phone. He talks to his wife. Stuss him. Everything comes out of his mouth. There's not one intelligent thing. All he does is talk and talk and talk. He doesn't go to Beis Medrash. When does he get up? Does he get up? The guy's a mess. And this guy just got him for an Eidim. The father-in-law is all jumpy because he's got a family of the biggest Mitzvayanim in the world. Everybody's sitting and learning. Or working or something. And he's sitting there all day, talks to his shviga, and tells the latest news. Oh, you know what happened with the COVID? Yeah, oh, yeah, really? Yes. And what else happened with the, and in Florida, this happened. He knows all the news. That's all he does all day. Zero minus. That's the guy. The guy calls me up. And this is going on for a year. You'd like to be the father-in-law of such a guy? Got yourself a big catch, huh? A real Eidim. You know what I told you? Now, the guy went around to all the Gdolim. And he went around to the people who know this fellow better. Now, they all told him, you ain't gonna change him. That's the way he is. You're stuck with him. He was told by one of the biggest Gdolim in Yerushalayim. He was told, this guy? Get ready to support him for the rest of your life. Because you ain't going nowhere with him. That's what he is. He doesn't do anything. Then he called me. And he says, my friend with Betachim, I wouldn't worry a mashahu. I said, don't you dare say a word to this guy. Don't make him feel bad. Don't say a word. Accept him. Oh, you're great. Oh, yeah, what else is doing in Florida? Oh. That's so nice, yes. And the latest news, and tell your wife, see, he knows the latest news, he's a smart guy. he knows everything that's going on, and accept him. He's a great guy, and enjoy, it's nice that someone got to know what's going on in the world. He's the expert, he's a very productive guy. He does a lot with his life. He catches up on all the news. He's ahead of all the newspapers, he knows all the details that everyone's left out, and he's got opinions also. It's a very productive life. Spend his life hours and hours, the true story. Hours and hours and hours from morning to night till 3 in the morning. All the shtusim of the universe, he was a bucky. He knew everything. All the stuff that makes no sense, no tachos. And his father is the biggest masmid. And whatever, he's a reezy. He just couldn't deal with it. He was going with sugar. He was calling me up. How do I deal with this nutcase? how did I get it? I said, well, don't say anything to your daughter. No, no. How does she feel about it? Don't get involved. She goes ahead. She smiles along with him. Oh yes. What else happened to Vietnam? Oh yes. The latest news of Vietnam. And that's it. That's what the guy does. That's his life. That's it. Al Gemara, not happening. Go to work. No, it's fine. I like it by my shver. Comfort zone. He likes his family. He likes his mother-in-law. I like it here. Talk all day. Keep him happy. As long as he's happy. What do you like it? The first thing I told him is, as long as he's shalom bayis, what do you care? You want a hard-working guy or a masmid? Was busy killing his wife, or smacking, or messing around with his kids and doing not nice, yelling at them and things. So this guy's a sweet guy, a do nothing, a zero. I saw a batlanim, big spiel. It's a very good profession. It's an official, let's make it official. I'm an official batlan, I'm official. That's it. Anyway. Hashita. I told the guy, I laughed at your problem. I laughed. He was crying to me. Because he spoke, every gadol that he spoke to, not one of them gave him hope. And he spoke to a lot of people. You know, I remember one of them told him, the way he described it, oh, you're dealing with an avela. That's, so let it keep smelling. That's the way it's gonna be. He gave a marshal, it was crazy. He couldn't get anywhere. I says, we've been talking? What are you worried about? Within a few months, don't say a word, have been talking. Suddenly, things started moving. Today, he's a major, he's a Rosh Hashiva. With a big yeshiva. And he's busy day and night. Do you believe me? I promise you a true story. Look what happened to this lady guy. I know a guy had trouble with his kids. Every time they visited him. The house. You know, I know a lot of guys like this. Every time. You know, you guys aren't shvez yet. I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm joking. I don't have any problems, brother. I'm mufka from any problems. I don't know. What are issues, by the way? What does that mean? It's out of my dictionary. I'm out of it. I'm serious about that. I simply have no issues. Learn Shabbat Tachem an hour a day. Your issues will fly out the window. They'll never come back. I promise you. You won't feel any pain no matter what. I once had an operation that was a procedure that was super painful. And the nurse did it wrong, and she had to do it twice. And I didn't feel a thing. She was crying. She said, oh, I'm so sorry. I hurt you. You know, it's not very painful. And then she had to do it again, because she did it wrong. So she thought the world's turning over. And I was looking, I said, what do you want? I'm fine. No, I don't trust you. That was painful. I said, I don't feel a thing. She said, no, if you work on B'tochen, you can get special service. Maybe she will treat you different. When everybody, I got COVID. You know what kind of COVID I got? Got nothing. And I tested positive. For a couple of days, I had to eat falafels because I couldn't eat anything else. And I missed those days. They were great. I used to go every day, buy some falafels because I can't eat any. I lost them. Something wasn't right. But that was the end of the Yitzchak event. I had my COVID. If you're a Baba Tachan, maybe she will treat you. You're his friend. You did nefesh, oh, you did nefesh, oh, for Rachamon, Mishoy Chav Nechol, Zitzoy Nechol. Nothing like being, you did nefesh with a Tata and Shemaim. You get different treatment, even if you misbehave. Even if you're not so great, it doesn't matter. Get into B'tochen, you'll be treated differently. Ah, the brachas, the person that says, you know what he says? The Apta Rebbe said, learning Shabbat Tachem is a skula for Parnasa. The Vilna Gaon says the skula for all the brachas in the world. Learn Shabbat Tachem as much as you can. And take a walk in the street. The other day, I think it was this morning or yesterday, I saw a Tati, a Ben Taira. I'm sorry. If you're walking in Lakewood and you see a Ben Taira with his black hat, with his cell phone, and he's holding a little bubble on, I couldn't tell a boy or girl. It was a little booby, you know, a 3-year-old. One of those. You ever see those? Sweet, delicious. The little kid was keeping up with the tati. I want to take that kid, eat him up. Leibish to make such a beautiful world. And a bentayra. And a tati is a bentayra. A bentayra. And any from Jew today is a malach. Someone believes in the Leibish, they're all top notch. You see an Alecha Yid walking in the street, Hasidic Jews, all of them, they're all great people. And you see the little bubbies. Take a look at, if you don't feel like crying from Simcha, when I see cute kids, I don't see the kids. I see the Eibishter. I don't see the kids. Yeah, I see them too, they're cute. I see the Eibishter. Look what you did. So just to enhance the whole atmosphere, Anoshim, Noshim, the taf. Those little tots. Those bubbles. Aren't they sweet? All of them. Little kids are these. Hey, Mr. wants to make us happy. He makes cute kids. My Uncle Manas, that's all. The Six-Day War. He got depressed. My Uncle Manas never got depressed. He didn't understand. What's depressed? He was He was the real thing. Ah, simcha he had. My uncle Manas told me the story. During the 6-day war, he got depressed. He ended up getting killed. It killed him. So he said, how am I going to cheer up? He takes a walk around, and he sees some kids. And he goes over to them, gives them a little, you know. I remember Reb Gershon used to take those little kids and go, you know, eat them up. Reb Gershon Lieberman. He used to kiss those little kids. He loved them all. Never had any kids. He never had kids. Rabbi Isai, he loved kids. He couldn't care less. Did you hear that? Reb Gershon couldn't care less. He had no kids. And not that he did a job on him. He had no kids. And he had a wife. It wasn't a pasha to her. He didn't have a life. He couldn't care less. He loved his Talmidim. I remember once a new Talmud came in and he started going like this to him, like, you know, kitschy cooing a little with him. He loved everybody. He loved everybody, Reb Gershon. And little kids, of course. He had never had any kids of his own. He couldn't care less. Did you hear that? Now, somebody, Chas v'Chalila, has problems. You should know of it. Take a look at Reb Gershon. Take a look at Reb Gershon. Take a look at Reb Gershon. Learn Musar. You learn 100 times. Kol man de'yavid rachmona le'tam avid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Say it again. Kol man de'yavid rachmona le'tam avid. Again, 100 times. It's all good. It's good. It's great. We like it. And you know, and the Vardigas are very smart. They're going to prove you don't even have a problem because 90% of your problem is covered. He has, I don't. He's learning, but it's Ruchnius. Yeah. It's Ruchnius. He's screaming Beis Medrash. He finished us, you didn't. He's Nachas, you don't. He looked away, David Shemeneser, and you're no good. Nah, don't give me that garbage. The Vardy left at all that stuff. You want to improve, that's something else. Cannot say for me. But it's Yetzer Hara that wants, Yetzer Hara that comes from Divas are covered. Everything is covered. What do people say? What do people say that haunts you your whole life? Everything you think about. Here, I told you my problem. I'm heavily involved. Ask my wife, what are they going to say at my Leviat? What's going to be? I'm joking. I'm saying, what are they saying about me? They like me. They don't like me. It's sickening. Covet. If you don't give a covet, nothing bothers you. It's all covet. Trace it. What's the real problem? It's covet. I shouldn't have smiled to so-and-so. It wasn't nice. Don't give me it wasn't nice. You're not giving me a covet that you want to get from that guy. Now, you'll live without your smile. But I should have said this to him. It's your covet. And the Vardig, they caught the rat. They knew exactly what makes you tick. The truth is as sweet as could be. Come on, Vardig, come join us. Get some chair. Here's some. Sit down, Rabbi Isai. Anyway. Yeah. I'm going to tell you who? Who? Riktatish, that's right. Okay, push the Rebbe back a little bit. Riktatish, did you see what I just did now? All the guys told me, hey, did you see? I got such a crowd on a rainy day yet. You see what's going on? You know who I am? You know who I am? My son-in-law once called me up. He said, do you know what I heard about you? I says, don't believe a word. I'm much better. I said, he was on the floor. And no one has any idea of my greatness. You think I'm a great guy? You don't know Tzais Derachov. You don't know Karsule Raglov of what I am. My greatness is beyond my greatness. I'm such a great person that it's not normal. And nowadays, the best thing to say about a guy is not normal. When you say not normal, that's really good. You know? When you say a guy's special, they say, is everything okay? Special. Everything alright? What's my thing? I was thinking about you, man. Come to... Anyway. So.
Why shouldn't you tell yourself I should have said this?
If it's gonna help you, then go for it. But usually it's a big yetzer hara to get you feeling. Look, there's another thing. Min Hashemayim, you made a mistake. Hashem wants it. Accept it. Don't get stressed out about hurting people. You try your best. That's something else. You got to be nice. But now, listen to this one, I may say. Rav Yeshin. I'm going to tell you a story of Rav Yeshin. I told it yesterday in the Chevra. Listen to this one. Rav Yeshin once fell in Buser. He fell. Now, he was heavy. He was an older man. He was in his 80s. He wasn't a kid. And he went through the war. His body had all different, you know, souvenirs from the Nazis and Yimach Shemam. And he walked around like nothing happened. He didn't, and he suddenly fell on the hard floor over there in the yeshiva. It's a stone building over there. He fell on the floor. And it seems like he hit his head. He was in pain. He had a pillow on his thing. And as soon as he fell, and they're all nervous to get the Hatzalah, you know what? Now I'm going to say something I shouldn't say here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Wait till you hear this. Get ready. X-rated stuff. You ready? Here it goes. Anyway, so Rav Gershon, as soon as he fell, he was in pain. You know, they're all crowding around him. Called the doctor, called this, whatever. He was cracking up. He was laughing. I fell! And he had pain. He was holding himself. He didn't care. So I have pain. I have pain. So what? I fell. He was rolling. He was laughing. That's the way you're supposed to fall. When something goes wrong, laugh! Oh, so? The stuff is all... So I slipped. Wow! You see what happened? Wow! He was on the floor. Now listen to this. Now they had to examine him. The shadow was examining him. And they were very embarrassed because what's going on in his body. So he noticed he was embarrassed. I hope my English speaking Olam doesn't understand this. No. Hasiru et mechnasayim. No. No. Hasiru mechnasayim. No. What are you waiting for? Take off the pants. Let's go. Check me out. What are you guys waiting for? I heard he was there on the floor. And he was screaming at them, no! And there was a rush kettle over there turning around. Everyone was turning colors. No, take off the bed. Were you guys so... Let's go! Get the wing! You gotta check me out! He wasn't gonna miss on a prat. But he had an opportunity for a good prat. Good prat. Yeah, go! Take it off! Good! He once invited... There were two mikvahs in the body. Special mikvah for him and for everybody. So I went to the regular, and he said, oh, come to my mikvah. Come, let's go. I didn't want to go. But anyway, and then he said, he looks up to me, and he's busy laughing his head off, and he's on the floor. He couldn't move. And then he's holding himself, and he goes, it's like a foul. You saw the way I fell? I was standing there. You saw the way I fell? And then he tells me, in America, people fall down in America too. Early head, things happen. Wasn't he funny? I once was following him along. He was going to eat whatever. Oh, come along. You want some of my shirayim? Come. You want some of my shirayim? I told you the way he ate. I told that 100 times already. You know the way you're guessing ate. The way Nevada is eat. Oh, you got to eat. They once told him, Rabbeinu Achal, he was here in Lakewood, by Parnas's house. So, they asked him, Rabbeinu Achal, did you eat? So he says, Bevadai tzichim le'achol, you gotta eat. By him, eating was not like these holy Jews. No. It doesn't pass to eat. You ever notice by the dais there's all the food's there? Go take it if you want. Because they don't eat. It doesn't pass. You're going to eat in front of everybody? You're going to show... Rabbi Yaakov once made a joke about that. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. You also need these Nevadiga things. Go eat! Or better little tiger and then worry about your COVID. Well, people think I'm eating. You know, Nevadiga would eat and he'd make sure his nose would be smeared with some of this stuff. Oh, I'm sure they, yeah, I'm sorry, they would doctor do that, no problem. in the body. You say, can you pass me that pickle, please? That, no, the fat one. give me the pickle. You have a bagel. You eat. Master Phelous. You know, the COVID kills everybody. Anyway, so what happened? What was I talking about? They mentioned maybe we should eat. Of course, we gotta eat. You know what he did during the war with his food? They had nothing in the concentration camp. They had, this was it for a week. You know, it was crazy. They starved them to death. Reb Gershon? Oh, you guys want to eat? He took off nothing. He left it there, go. There were lines standing to get his, to take off a piece of his bread. Because he gave it all away. You know that? When did he eat? What did he eat? What did he live off? Anyway, but now in front of everybody, of course we gotta eat. Yes, yes. And the way he used to eat with the Stolz. He used to have a lot. He didn't eat that much, really. But he always had big portions, and he took, and he ate powder. But anyway, we were eating together. It was Friday afternoon. And Reb Gershon was sitting. I was sitting here. He invited me to these giant Friday afternoons where you make a whole meal. That's what they ate there. With chicken, with rice, whatever they had, the potatoes, at least with vegetables. And soup, and he had black coffee, and he had a tin can. He took from the tin, inside the tin can were cornflakes. He dug his hands in the tin can, and he dumped it in his chicken, and he ate. Then he took some, dumped it in soup, and he ate the soup. He dumped it in his black coffee, and he started drinking it back. Then he suddenly looks at me, oh, I forgot all about you. He digs his hand in all the cornflakes, dumps it all over my plate. Yes, gotta eat. And now they hold Navadigas. Well, who said peas have to go only with carrots? Who made that up? They don't like that stuff. Who said, no, this doesn't go, that doesn't, this, that, no. Nowadays, they're all Navadigas. The recipes are ludicrous. You know, what they do, put sugar on chicken, you know, they do it to them. But the funny thing is, they hold that that's kazer eva cabbage. That's the real food nowadays. Their taste buds are citrusized. Anyway. So, I have to get a little serious. So 3 weeks, I have to do tshuva. When it came to machlekes, when I want to talk about machlekes, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to tell you one thing. My not so humble opinion is, there are no problems in Klal Yisrael whatsoever. That's over. Everyone's friendly. I have people, all kinds of chassidim calling me up, all kinds, Spartan, Russians. They're all best friends. I have no problems with that. I go along with all kinds of types of groups. Everyone's best friend. No more. There is no more sinas chinam in Klal Yisrael. I paskin. And if they have a little problems here and there, that's nothing. They don't mean it. They're nervous. First of all, you can't have tainus on anybody nowadays. Because people today don't have their heads on straight. Pnei ador ke pnei akelev. You know what that means? You're not supposed to be normal these days. That's the way it is. People are not normal. Leave the guy alone. He's nervous. He's a bunch of bundle of nerves. He doesn't know what he's doing. Everybody is nucky today. Menachei, I paskin, I taina. Dor chikulei zakai. And if they ever got into a fight, they didn't understand. They never went to Nevada. What do you want from the poor guy? You expect the guy to get along with every, if you didn't go to Nevada, it's not his fault. No. They're all nucky menachei. I'm saying that for a reason. I'm very serious about what I'm saying. Not that I don't think it would be an idea to get involved in this sugya, to do something about Sholem, because you don't know yourself. In the Vardik? That brother-in-law that's better in learning than you, that's getting more covered than you, you've got an issue. Don't tell me you don't. You've got an issue. You're swallowing it all your life. Maybe you don't with him, but with your wife you have it. Or maybe not with her, with Yishmi. Somebody out there is getting on your nerves. And you were born to conquer that problem more than anything else. Now, I'm on the phone with people. I can't educate them. They're telling me about the kids. When did you get an education about what kids are all about? You know what kids are all about? You got to raise them. No! You got to raise them. Of course you got to raise them, but You know what the Paliyot says? You think you got, your kids are there so you can live happily ever after and marry them off? Mutavalai Shalei Nivra. That's what he says. Well, you came here to break your midas. The only way to break your midas is to have an issue. Reb Simcha, you got a whole stack of them? You got the new one too? You didn't get it, huh? New one that you just made. Alright. Anyway. You got an issue. Your main reason you're here is that issue. So stop getting angry. And now you gotta have this, you have to be nice, you have to accept. Now I'm gonna tell you half a big vote. It's good to be born to hear this vote. Listen closely. How many younger light call me up? They got a teenage son who is getting on my nerves. This guy doesn't dress the way you're supposed to dress. He's not like me. This, my daughter, she embarrasses me. You know, in the Vedic, they would say this great, Bezianus. What's wrong with Bezianus? Anyway, I'm going to tell you half a thing about it. You don't live forever. And in the next world, the main issue that you're going to have in the next world is, there's two people, they're both Harvard learning, big tzaddikim, everything good, except one guy was done people like Kapschus, and one guy was not. You know what a difference that's going to make? In the next world, if you had a critical eye, they're going to, when you come to the next world, they're going to go, on you. But I finished us. But I was nice to my wife. But I did so many mitzvahs. Schwach. Eilamaba, I'll give you a little bit. Why? What's going on here? That was your opinion of everyone else. Remember the way you used to put down everybody? He doesn't he's a bakishin. You know, he's smart, that's why. He likes to learn. It doesn't mean anything. You put down everybody, if that's what you would. Anyway. So the next word, you get that treatment. They give you exactly, now if you worked on yourself, and the guy you couldn't stand, Dafke those people. He eats me up. I can't stand it. If you're going to work on yourself, and you're going to say, no, he's a tzaddik like the Belzerebbe. I love this guy. Make believe. You keep saying that. You're going to go to the biggest Olam Haba. You're going to come up there. I never really finished us. It's fine. I never really did too much. Yeah, that's fine. You did enough. You did fine. Did more than enough. Biggest place I got named. How come I'm getting that? Because you had an iron table on all the people around you. You're getting the same service. I say it. You know where I got it from? I got it from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says this. He says exactly what I said. You come to the next world, they're going to ask you, well, you done other people at Kapschus? They're going to be done you at Kapschus. That's my thing. That's for the new door. Darul Nachman is also for the new door. It's a new door. Be done yourself, the cops close. I'm getting more extreme. As the door goes on, I'm more extreme. I believe in that to Shemayim. Chayecha Kaitman, you know. Some people, you have to hold from yourself. It's a burning issue. Sit there for an hour and write a case. You know, there are people who build, make a case. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim got it from Chazal. It's a Chazal that said this. You know, there are people that build the case against themselves. They do it automatically. I'm no good because of this and because of that. Oh, now I messed up with my wife as usual. Now my chavrusa does this. I said the wrong thing. Did I say that wasn't really good? They build a whole case as if they're an attorney. They're a prosecutor. And we got to get this guy. He's off the wall. And he's doing it to himself. And he can spend his lifetime he does it. You know what it does to his creativity? You know what it does to, what's going to become of this guy if he thinks he's a yuckel? He's busy learning the old Moses for him. I'm nothing. I told you, my shver. But I got to share my shver, his belt's a friend. told him, in bells we held, I'm nobody, you're nobody, my shvet said, I think, I'm holding my, did I get that, you're nobody. I think I'm holding there already. Rabbi Miller told me, I'm Givaldi, you're Givaldi. And Navadi, they told me, are you going to go around all day saying you're Givaldi? Don't worry about that. Yesha mean lismach. You don't have to worry. That's what they told me. But this door ain't on me lismach. You better do it. Even more than you do it for your friend. Because you know what? People tend to go just the other way. They tend to say, hey, he's good, he's good. He's me. I'm not really so... My midas, you look at him, oh, look at him, he's, oh, see the way he treats his wife, oh, and look at me, and see this guy has kids, they know how to raise kids, you know, as soon as you finish seeing this beautiful family, the way everybody's in, you know, one of the kids in that family came over to me, the mother came over to me, the kid cracked up from being so perfect. Of being in the perfect home with. He was in a home where everybody was killing each other. And everybody was fighting all day. And he said, and the father and mother used to kvetch, we have the worst family in town. And look at those guys. Look at the way well behaved, the way they sit around the table. Everybody's respectful. Well, surprise, surprise, the years go by, those guys are they're all getting therapy. Because, I feel somehow, that I can't really, I feel this, I feel that. And you're busy having envy for them, right? And everybody's busy envy here, envy there, and they have envy for you. Everybody's busy with envy. It's all baloney. I want to tell you a murder, a mice. What's happened to me? At this point, sometimes I'm popular, sometimes, who knows? But sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I just started the year and I'm tough and the kids got to get another place. But here I am. This happened 10 years ago. I'm walking down the hallway and this kid from another class runs over to me and he holds my hand. Like, holds my hand. Ooh. And he became very warm with me. And he's a funny kid who needs, my whole class doesn't want to look at me. This particular kid was holding my hand. As I'm walking down the hall, I see the parallel Rebbe, the other Rebbe, and he sees me, the warm guy that eating me up, and he saw me. He got white. I know why. Look how Mandel's Talmidim love him. They don't do that with me. He doesn't even chop that I was going through the opposite situation. But that kid just happened to be for that moment, and he's not even in my class anymore, and he's just there, and he's a little sick, the kid, anyway. But he doesn't know that. He just knows that I'm the warm Rebbe that everybody loves. And I saw it happen in front of my eyes. The guy turned white. I didn't want to tell him, don't get so impressed, my friend. You don't know the real story. Everybody's busy. Envy is ignorance. Imitation is suicide. That's what the Velt says. Envy is ignorance. Be happy with exactly the way it is. I like it exactly right. I have my vodka. What do I care? I'm a happy person. Give me some more vodka.
How do you make yourself believe that?
What?
How do you make yourself believe that?
Believe that what? That. You work at Bemis Powell and work on it. I have a siyata d'shmaya. That whenever there's... First of all, do you want to know what I say about my and madrega and envy? I have no kinna. Goodbye. I've been talking like that for the last 10 years. At this point, it might talk to be true. I never admit that I have something wrong that I have to work on. Get up! But I have to work on this. I have guys calling me forever. The guys call me, people from Yerushalayim. Well, the last thing we solved, but now I have another problem. There are guys that go on forever. They go on for 200 years. Always something new happened. I told the guy today, you notice the pattern? Now this is wrong, that's wrong. Everything's wrong. It's Yetzirah. Find something wrong. I say, there's nothing wrong with me. or else you'll be busy, Yetzirah. Now, I did this. I never admit. Now, I say, I have no envy. Oh, in fact, I love that guy. You know, I like to talk about Biederman all day. Biederman is the best person. Get it? You have to say, you ever hear of the Muna? What does he call Biederman? Some people, when they see me, they see Biederman, they get, oh, I have this guy. This guy's funny. This guy was my biggest chassid. He really was. I used to see him in shul. Used to take a B'tachim weekly. Used to run to me. Can I have a B'tachim weekly? Like, that was like, you know, this changed my life. And he used to read it and eat it up. He was like, B'tachim weekly. But yeah, you know? Beat him. And every Shabbos he comes over to me. You know what Biederman said? Biederman again. I'm sitting listening to you. What else did Biederman say? Biederman. I promise you, this is a true story. Biederman. So all he does all day, now listen. Now, being a good Navardiga, Biederman's a better friend to me than I am. Because in Navardiga, you gotta, when you do well, be happy. When the other guy, Leit Shesomach Vigdulas Ochiv! Now you can get the Urim and Tumim. So I love Biederman too. In fact, I might be spending some time talking all day and all night how great Biederman is. I'd rather not jealous. I don't know why. I'm just not jealous. I'm very happy for Biederman. You see, what? What's that? You did?
You said a little more than that.
Yeah. Do you know that I spoke the other day. And they loved me. I spoke in Flatbush for 300 people. And they loved me. They ate me up. The place loved me to pieces. Rabbi, man, that was a great speech. Now, 2 days later, someone came over to me and said, it was a great speech, but the guy after you spoke 10 times better than you. I told you in my show that I had, there's a certain place that I speak, and they love me. You know, they love me. This place, you know what I like about that crowd? Their mouths are wide open. A fly can, you gotta watch out, the fly are going. When I speak, they're mesmerized. They sit there like this. I love speaking to them. There's 200 people. It's a packed house. Whenever I go, oh, man, they're speaking. They go wild. They love me. And I love, whenever they invite me, I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes. Can you speak for us? Of course. Of course. And I just going on for years until one day I overheard the two Gabayim were schmoozing. They didn't know I was listening. So let me, they'll speak. He never needs it. That was the end. I want to tell you something. I said this in public. I said the Nabuch Mandel, he has to speak. What can we do with him? He's one of those. So because I said this in public. I had to speak for Rabbein over there. I got up and I said, Rabbi Sai, somebody once got up. And he said, Rabbi Sai, I'm not really ready to speak. So as soon as he said that, a guy in the back got up and he said, we all agree. Go sit down. Now I made that up. I made it up. I said, that's one of the reasons why I never say, I'm not really right. I'm afraid who knows what's going to happen. I wouldn't say it anyway. But it did happen. With the Brisker Rav, am I right? Brisker Rav, that's what they say. Someone said that, a big Magad, a Tzadik, a Chashavayid said it. I'm not right to speak. And Brisker Rav was sitting there. He said, thought for a minute. He says, you have a good point. He's talking, I'm right. You see, the Vatigas love this stuff. It desensitizes you. You know, these kind of jokes are healthy jokes. You got to do a lot of that. Make fun of each other. I once watched the Vatigas. Gershon fell the way he was laughing when he eats. Everything you're making a chizik of the world. Someone just told me he saw Reb Gershon collect in the time of Reb Yoelish in Satmar, Monroe. He used to come there every year. And the Satmar, Reb Yoelish loved Reb Gershon. He was crazy over him. And he used to give him a lot of money. Reb Gershon used to come in there, not like a mashulach. A mashulach is you gotta be nice to Chayim. That's why I have no shakas with that. I have now Someone just gave me, surprise, surprise, $1,000 from nowhere. Tzadik Ayit gave me, maybe she would help him, he deserves it. But I didn't ask him. I says, Hashem, I need money. I do that all the time. Hashem, don't go to people! Bug off! I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to no people. Now, Novadigas did believe to go to people. To break your covet. Knock on doors, can I have money? The Novadigas do go out. But in that area, I prefer brisk. Briskers do nothing. I met two guys here yesterday. You know what they think of me? I have a reputation, Yerushalayim. Don't ask. They're coming to me from all over now lately. Oh, you're Mandel. Oh, you're the famous. Isn't you the Mandel? Oi. Gantz Yerushalayim. Oh, Yerushalayim's talking about me. Okay. So I had a Yid from Yerushalayim come to me yesterday. They come to me all the time. He owes $300,000. This Mandel, kebab bracha. I want those $300,000. Billy, I'm so happy you have such a high opinion of me. But he's expecting it. And if I don't give it, I'm in trouble. I mean, you have no idea. They demand. There are people that scream at me. No, 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 no. You can do it. We once had a big microphone in the family with you. You can do it. No. That's the latest thing. No, man, you can do it. Someone's a geisus. They're middle of saying vidui. Oh, Mandel. Call Mandel. And so, you can take care of it. I have this every day. They call me. I know all the latest Hashem Yirachem stories. And they're very serious. They want these 35-year-old people in Shidduchim. Mandel. No. How soon? They do that all the time. Everybody say, do me a favor. Give me a bracha. They should all get big Yeshuas. Yeshuas Gemuras, that's right. Everybody should get married. Yeshuas, after 3 weeks, the big Ace Ratzin. Cry for Tisha B'Av a little bit. Cry for the Eibishter. Such a beautiful time. You get close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a story of Pinchas, and Elozim, and Aharon HaKayin. What a beautiful story. Took a Reimach, and look what he made of himself. You know, he started off, you know, he was alone with, first of say about him, he was alone with Tola Ben Yefuna in the house of the most beautiful woman in Canaan, Rachav Azena. He was alone with her. You want to know what he was holding? He killed Zimri. You know what he was holding? And he didn't have, they spent the night there. B'karim Amish, give up Rach, everybody, what I'm thinking of should be Yeshua's Gemuras. B'karim Amish. So he spent the whole night with a woman, Rachav Azayna was all the 31 kings of Canaan used to visit her. She was class. She was the number one, royal. And she was super. They said you just said her name and boom. It wasn't shy. She was beyond. She was a creature that was like, who knows what. And Kala Ben Yefuna, together with Pinchas, spent the night. That's why they were called Malachim. They're called by Yishlach Malachim. It says Yeshua sent Malachim. Why did he call Malachim? Because spend the night with Rachav Azayna and they come out like nothing happened. How did they do it? I'll tell you how they did it. Because Pinchas ben Elozim ben Aharon HaKohen. It says he was an anacle of two Jadis. One of them, one day there was Yisrael, Shemafate Magolim Avodah Zarah. He had a lust, a craving for Avodah Zarah. He fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. It means he was crazy over his Yetzer Hara was beyond. And then another Zayda called Yosef HaTzadik. That's what he's called Putiel. The name Putiel means two things. Mafate Magolim Avodah Zarah and Mafat Peit B'Yitzrei. He makes fun of his Yetzer Hara. That was Yosef. Now, wasn't he made fun? You know how to do it? Come to the Vardik. If you have such a learn to make a galachta of it. They say the Chazanish said that the Vardik used to make 4 hours. The ultimate Vardik used to make crack jokes about the Yetzer Hara. Their people fell off their chairs with Latsunas. You laugh at it. I try to do these things. Make fun of COVID. Am I making a good impression? I hope so. Let me tell my wife. Well, if you don't say yes quick enough, I'm going to be traumatized for a week. So we try to make fun of coming. Oh, it's so terrible that people are going to say that you're not so this. People don't even care about you. By the way, this is Lazer Fried. He's an up-and-coming. He's past up-and-coming. He's already a superstar. Reb Lazer Fried is turning over Gantz Muncy. I speak to people or whoever goes to his van 5 times a week. How long do you spend at each time?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half? How do you get 7 young Goliath to do that?
More than 7 now.
How many you got?
I'm 10, but not all of them are consistent.
Consistent. Yeah, 10 young Goliath. Spend 5 days a week, an hour and a half Muslim, you're going to go places. I'm going to say something, if I may. I just want to say something. Look, there's trouble going on all over Klai Yisrael. I do not take achrayas to say why this happened, that happened. My rabbeim taught me that. You know nothing. You know nothing. How does anybody know? Rav Chaim Kanevsky isn't giving an official reason. I'm going to start giving reasons. But I want to say something. I'm going to say, keep hacking. Because I am fourth, a Navardic. Navardic believes the main reason you were born, like the Gain says, is to break your midas. Now, Shtel Zafar, if you would spend an hour and a half like his chevra every day, even a half hour in tshuva regularly, or an hour, you need time to break midas. If all day long, all your friends are talking about, how is your jealousy problem doing? Let's try another sefer. If you're involved in it, you'll grow. But if midas is like sideline, oh yeah, well, I'll have to take care of my kas. Maybe in a couple of years, we'll start working on it. First, let me finish shas a few more times. Then we'll take it. Yeah, you can't do that. The next world, you didn't take care of your midas. They're not going to be more important than anything else. It became this, became that. Take care of your midos. And this I would recommend. We get together, bring back the Navadic full force ahead, and spend time and care. I have no time. It's your life. When someone's in the hospital, he's got time. He's got to be there. This is Ireland. Navadic, they considered that health. They equated it with health. If somebody once met a Navadic from one of these branches, in the small branches, they asked them, what are you learning? He says, Elu Trafus. Navadic says, so tell me about Trafus. Well, there's a trapha where the heart is full of sinner. He's got a trapha in his heart, a big hole full of sinner. That's one type of trapha. Then there's another type of trapha where his back is all smashed up because of his gaiva. You know, that was their way of describing Elu Trafus. You know, the Navarnik is there in a different world. Their whole life, they were involved in how do we break our midas. It's the burning issue of your life. Go for it. I had a mysis. Somebody called me up. A younger man from Monroe. The guy, I saw the guy. He was, something was wrong with him. He was traumatized twice in his life. And I asked him more questions. He says, you want to know what happened before then? What a home I come from? What home? The guy came from a Shrek. And I saw him. He was obviously not a well person. When he used to talk to me, it took him like, he hesitated like, you know, he couldn't just speak. He was very, and his eyes were like, he was weird. 6 months later, he calls me up. How's this? How's that? He tells me, you helped me a lot. And he starts talking, hey, you sound totally different. Just a few months later, he's talking loud, you're flowing, what you do? He says, he's watching me twice a week, religiously. He watches me twice a week, and I keep talking about no fear of people! And I went into him, and he keeps doing pulis, or keeps going to those people he's afraid of. And all his friends are making a whole club. No fear of people. You gotta move on it. You listen, it's nice, but if you get together till the next VOD, make at least one pooler to go to one scary guy and tell him, your pshat! Day, it's too much. Okay, just say Shalom Aleichem. Just start it off and write down why you're better than he is, because he's the big shot and you don't have COVID. So Hashem likes you more because he's messing up as Olam Haba. He's getting all his covered now. You're the lucky one. And as soon as you get covered, you'll talk the other way. Thank you.